Now, you hardly need reminding that there were many frustrated passengers at Dublin Airport this weekend experiencing long delays at security as the airport grappled with a return to something approaching pre-pandemic numbers. The operator of the airport, the DAA, has apologised to customers and is advising that they leave extra time to get to their departure gate. Yesterday, the DAA suspended the fast-track pass system to try to speed up the security screening process. Dalton Phillips is CEO of the Dublin Airport Authority, and he's on the line now. Good afternoon, Dalton Phillips, and thank you for talking to us on the programme. So what went so badly wrong at the weekend?
Well, there's just very significant pent-up demand, and much higher than we or other industry analysts had expected. And you've got, I think we always thought it was going to return strongly, but you're talking about 30% higher than our forecasted numbers, Brian. And that's about, to put that in context, 15,000 extra passengers per day. And so we're grappling to deal with this very high demand at a time when the labour market is incredibly tight. And I think we just heard the Taoiseach talking about the battle to recruit staff. And we have 600 officers in our security division. We need to get close to 900, and recruiting is incredibly difficult. On top of the fact that once you've recruited them, there is new pan-European legislation for all airports that means that you have to have an enhanced background check for all employees in an airport. It's essentially like Garda vetting plus. So it's very rigorous, and that created a lot of challenge at the beginning of the year, and it's somewhat easy now. And then finally, what we've heard on your program this afternoon is COVID is still out there, and it's a real issue. So a perfect storm. Look, we apologize unreservedly. It's not what passengers should expect from Dublin Airport, and we are not happy with the situation.
The Taoiseach this lunchtime has criticized the terms of employment which you offer to your security staff. He's been speaking to Dáil, saying that clearly more worker-friendly approaches are needed. Do you need to look again at the terms you're offering potential, particularly security employees?
Well, I didn't hear the Taoiseach saying that, so I'll obviously go and look at what he said. But if you take our security teams, they get paid €14.14. That's the entry level. That's 35% higher than the national minimum wage. And obviously, it's a pensionable job with a security of employment, and it has additional benefits. So I think 35% above the national minimum wage is a number that I think is, you know, we can stand behind. And these are contracts that can be from 20 to 40 hours. And there's many other sort of softer benefits available for us.
Are they for 20 or 40 hours or something in between?
So they're a minimum of 20. All our staff at the moment, obviously, we would be asking them to do as many hours as they possibly can for obvious reasons.
But your guaranteed time is 20 hours.
Correct. And actually, in the industry, the reason why it's not guaranteed 40 is because, as you can imagine, there's a lot of variability, peaks and troughs between not only the day and the week, but obviously the season between winter and summer.
But you're trying to recruit people for a guaranteed no more than 20 hours, which what's that, about €280 a week. But they also have to be available for potentially up to 40 hours.
Correct. And that's very common in the sector. And as I said, it's 35% higher than the national minimum wage. So,
well, maybe that's one of the reasons you can't recruit people, because you're not actually guaranteeing them any more than 20 hours work a week.
Well, I think this is the balance with the sector, which is this is a heavily seasonal sector. So the question is, what do you do in the winter months when the business is not so robust? So, this is complicated. I mean, the reason why Dublin Airport has been so successful over the years is it's been able to offer really low airport charges to our airlines, which in itself attracts inward investment and FDI, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a balance here, but I would certainly say between 20 and 40 hours. And today, obviously, everybody would be offered the 40 hours, Brian. So,
yeah.
We've always traditionally been a very strong employer, and we want to remain that way.
Yeah, you mentioned your forecasts of passenger numbers. What are they based on? How far out do you know the numbers that will be coming through the airport on any given day?
Well, look, I think that's the challenge, which is it doubled in February and it's doubled again in March. So you have some visibility on what it is. I mean, clearly this is confidential information that the airlines have.
And they don't share it with you, is that right?
Well, it depends on the relationship. We obviously work closely with them.
So do you know on any given day how many people are going to be going through security, checking in and getting on aircraft?
Correct. Within reason, as I said, we had 15,000 more per day. But the real issue is we do not have enough people. We are recruiting aggressively. We need to recruit nearly 300 people, but it's a very difficult market. And this is a very skilled job. If you work in airport security, this is a very skilled job. And so we have obviously exacting standards, which we can't compromise in any shape, form or manner.
It's a very skilled, important job. You offer $14.50 an hour and you guarantee no more than 20 hours work.
Well, it would be obviously you'd be as many hours as you wanted in the summer periods, Brian, for obvious reasons. But in the winter, it is 20. And as I said, I think 35% over the national minimum wage. And we've always been a very strong employer over the years. And we've always had great success in retaining talent in our business.
All right.
But there is a bit of a perfect storm. As I said, the Entornister was talking about that battle to recruit staff.
Dalton Phillips, Chief Executive of the Dublin Airport Authority. Thanks for talking to us on the programme. Back with more after this short break.